Lydia, speaking about the public and community, what would you want community to know about arts in Nashville and how they can participate, right, in being anti-racist in arts?
I would say follow Arts Equity Nashville on Instagram. It's a collection of artists and allies who put on teach-ins and informationals. And the website is super informative. So if you want the full rundown, especially of the arts history in Nashville, mm-hmm. that's a good place to start. My one pet peeve is colonialism wouldn't work if there weren't sellouts from communities of color. Because what can white supremacy give us? So they have to be able to pick and choose people who are self-interested and self-centered to kind of ally themselves. So what I would say is don't be put on by the frills of, oh, this is someone, a person of color who knows this and this and this and about the arts. I would say focus on the narrative and ask yourself the positionality of this person, their funding resources and their class analysis, and then also what people of color they are bringing in or not bringing in and why. Yeah. So don't take anything as neutral. Don't take anything as identity politics. You know, I'm going to listen to this black person because they are black.
Yeah.
And take everything as, how do I see the bigger picture here? And how do I see the narrative that is at the heart of this?
A Slice of the Community is made possible by the support of the First Horizon Foundation.